That should be your thing. Double pants it.
Molly wants to come back.
And Molly's
back.
And Molly's back. Hello, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
So how long was that show? Any idea?
An hour and a half.
Oh.
Whoa. Special.
Youch.
That was like double pants length.
Definitely over an hour.
Oh, definitely over an hour.
Okay. Cool.
We're just making it happen. So like an hour and a half.
So like a half hour.
Wow, I was totally...
yep, I just wrapped,
I think it was at least like 9:25, 9:30 your time. Only because my only basis for this, and I have no idea, is that you checked in midway through our spiel of everything that we're plugging.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the podcast.
And so then I took a reference from like... When I looked at... Foursquare, finally, it was like 9 minutes after you had done it. So it's like, that's my only context. And that would have been like 8:35 our time. So it's like an hour and 15.
Well, to be fair, she was listening / watching to the voice in the back of her head and playing with her cat and trying to interact with us. So either way, bomb-ass podcast.
That was a good riffing podcast.
Yeah.
We just took things.
I'd be yelling at the screen, but I wasn't. I was still just mouthing things.
Really?
Man, that totally faked us out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I bought it.
I totally thought you were screaming at us.
Love it.
That's really convincing.
That was really convincing.
You should do a world tour.
My neighbors are going to think I'm weird.
From New York, you should move to France and go to the Marcel Marceau Institute of Mimery. Because I feel like you get an advanced degree.
Marcel Duchamp.
Marcel Marceau, the famous mime.
Not Marcel Duchamp, or whatever you were saying.
Marcel Marceau.
Yes.
Yes, the mime school. That's what we're trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Because all French clowns are mimes.
I'm glad
Jamie's telling us.
Yeah, they call it an art form. We call it the circus.
Molly, yes, but they also call the circus Cirque du Soleil.
Climb a ladder.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm sitting.
I know, because the camera like bounced, like your knees hit the table and like your entire thing.
It was the motion of her climbing the ladder, or at least starting to. That's what that was.
By the way, as some news, Mitt Romney has won out in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C.
Not surprising.
But I'm kind of happy because Romney...
Santorum.
Santorum scares me.
Santorum.
Everyone. I'm
convinced
he scares his own people.
I hope so.
I don't understand, I said this on Facebook. I don't understand how he even becomes a senator, let alone... a nominee for presidential,
especially
like,
Pennsylvania.
It was like when Bush got elected, or even when he was nominated. How can you not find someone within your party that has that much money as a Republican and can speak English? You know, I mean. Maybe, but I mean, you look at the people that are gonna be out there, and it's like, who are you gonna? You're gonna have like Christie, and maybe like another like Jeb Bush, or you're gonna have the what's his name from? Is Chris Christie from Jersey?
New Jersey.
Yeah, who's the other guy? Their other like golden child. But anyway, you cut it. It's like, yeah, you could get the crap out of the way this time, but I hate to tell you, but when we, as the Democratic Party, push through all of our shit, it's just this kind of like back and forth. I understand that there's this kind of like sea change and things swing every 8 to 10 years, usually around 10 years. But I can't imagine without some sort of like great economic boost that there's going to be enough momentum behind the Republican Party to push through some of these things. As the economy readjusts and recovers, if there's a Democrat in office and they're able to like play that up in the next midterm election, bonus tracks. Bonus tracks can be like James.
Really, really, really
James's
happy.
Political corner. Hey, listen.
Well, I can contribute to this because at this point, one great thing that all of the Republicans are doing in my eyes is they are really establishing their positions as loudly as they can. And one of the big ones has been the birth control debate, which I really like that that's happening because a lot of women are like, oh, Obama's not crazy. So we might go over here now.
Yeah.
And
the Republicans forget that, like, pretty much all of the female Republicans are on birth control.
Exactly.
And that their wives are probably on birth control. That like over 90% of the women in this country are on birth control right now. Like, that's not a platform that they need to be working right now.
I know.
They're smart.
They're backing off of abortion ever so slightly, but they're just kind of like sidestepping into it. But let's do something more cheery than politics, because
like
Boo
Chug
Diet
Coke.
Can we play Build a Title?
Yeah, Molly, you're in for this, right?
What am I doing?
Build a Title. Have you ever played that?
No.
I've never played it either.
Me either.
Okay.
Oh, it's awesome.
So
is this a new game?
This is another thing that was born out of, at least in my mind, Doug Loves Movies, Doug Benson, like how he stole the Leonard Maltin game.
That sounds great.
But
stealing is the finest form of flattery.
Yes. So build a title. Yeah. Essentially, the concept is...
It's overcome imitation.
Katie, think of a movie title that has at least two words in it.
Oh, I know this. I know this game.
We're starting with you, so it...
I know. So that it can keep going.
Get cozy with your mic again.
Sorry.
Get up in there.
Lion King.
There you go.
Lion King. Okay. So that means that Adam has to think of a movie title that ends in lion or begins with king so that he can build on to what
King started.
Now,
how do we play
with
thes?
That's tough.
You
can drop
the thes. Thes are excluded. And,
okay.
And A's and ands and
okay.
Things like that.
So I would say, in this instance, the Lion King Arthur. King Arthur being the...
Adonon. Next thing to build
next
off.
Thingy to build off of, yeah.
Excellent. And so it goes to Molly next. So she has Lion King Arthur. And so you have to think of something, Molly, that ends in lion or begins with Arthur. Or the other thing that you can work with are the end or beginning syllables. So instead of doing Arthur, you can do something that starts with thur if you're so ambitious.
Could it be a plural?
No, you're thinking of secondhand lions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's lion is the word. Or lie, something that ends in lie.
I just want to do true lies.
Another plural.
Is it illegal to just do Arthur?
You have to add on. You have to contribute.
Right. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. Arthur... 2011.
Yeah, it came out this year. Yeah, this last year. I mean,
I've actually got one.
I've actually got one that would fit nicely after Arthur.
Well, we'll just laugh at Molly when she can't think of this. Because, well, for this one, it's an elimination game where if you can't think of something, you're just out,
and
people
next,
it just keeps
moves
going.
On.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder?
It's an airplane.
It's an airplane.
Katie farted.
We have windows open for ambiance.
Oops.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I give up. I can't think of anything. That is plural.
But
damn.
don't say, because she's out. I'm next.
Well, that was just a practice anyway, right?
Was it?
Let's keep it going. Let's practice some more. I want to be the winner of practice. I've got a taste for it now. I'm not going back.
Fair enough.
I won't go back to last place. You can't make me.
Okay, so.
I've actually got one as well. Believe it or not.
ends with lion or starts with Arthur.
I'm kind of sharing my mic with Molly at the moment.
Yes, so if you miss something one way or the other, that's the breaks.
Molly, I'm going like this.
Nice.
Yep. God, I can't think of anything.
I'll just pan the camera so you can see everything that's going on, Molly. How's that? Nice.
You know, I'm just gonna say I'm out for this round too. We'll play to 3 points for this one. So, lion or Arthur? To you, James.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I know. I'm just contextualizing it for people who are listening who forgot who's sitting next to me.
Lion, huh?
I know.
Since
I'm out, I'm just gonna look it up.
I got nothing. Go ahead.
Lion King Arthur, her shoes.
Arthur shoes.
Huh?
What?
Is it Arthur's shoes or
no? It's her shoes.
Arthur shoes.
Oh wow!
Her shoes.
That's tricky.
Thank you.
Who's in her shoes?
I'm better at this game than the other one.
Yeah, who's in her shoes?
I believe it's Cameron Diaz.
Not a Lifetime movie.
No, but it's a chick flick.
Okay, I've got a.
Dan's checking my.
Oh. Oh, can't count it.
Why?
In her shoes.
Oh.
Ah!
Adam, if you can do it, you're the last man standing and you get the point.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So here's what I've got for you.
What?
The Lion King are thoroughly modern Millie.
Oh, that is a good one.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, I couldn't think of a thur.
Meh.
Oh, snap.
Okay, so Adam has a point. Molly, we're going to start with you this time, and it's going to go back to Adam.
Okay.
So think of a movie to start with. Has to be at least two words. And semi-softball.
Almost Famous.
So you got something ends in Ooh. Almost, begins in Famous. Or Miss.
Wow. Okay. Almost Famous Congeniality.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Snap.
Oi.
So almost famous congeniality. So
two.
Yeah.
That's another movie. Come on.
Okay.
Oh my god.
What is the semicolon for Miss Congeniality 2 though?
What?
There's a semicolon.
You're a semicolon.
Your mom's a semicolon.
Boom!
You're paying
for me!
I think there's a semicolon in a title.
James is playing his own insult game on the side this whole time.
And I'm winning!
Unfortunately, it's the same game I play at work, so...
Do you mean a standard colon with a subhead?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you won.
Semicolon is not what you were thinking of.
You just meant colon.
Colon,
yeah.
Two dots.
This isn't some kind of imitation colon. This isn't diet colon.
So you're requesting that she name what the post colon bit is.
I'm just curious. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably figure something out that starts with two or ends with. What did we start with?
Almost.
Almost.
Almost Famous Congeniality 2 is what we're at now.
I think we'll leave it at that and just leave this a mystery because otherwise it'll just get complicated.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow.
This could take a long time if we're playing to three.
We'll play it. Three rounds, maybe.
Three rounds. That sounds good.
Okay. That sounds good for bonus.
Yeah.
Because we politicked it up a bit.
Yes. Politicized, pontificated on our politications.
We soapboxed it a bit.
Two, I don't know.
You can also use almost.
To be or not to be.
Or just all.
Oh, okay. Almost famous, congeniality, to Wong Fu, love, ooh. Julie Newmar. No, that's not right. To Wong Fu. God damn it, what's the rest of the name of it?
Oh, God.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
To Wong Fu, with love, Julie Newmar. I swear to God that that's what it's called.
When you said Judy, I thought Newmar as well.
Judy Newmar. I really hope that.
Oh, you're close. To Wong Fu, thanks for everything. Judy Newmar. Judy Newmar. Newmar. No love.
All right, sorry, I lost it for everybody. I lose.
Does that mean James is out?
He's out, so it's up to me.
Okay.
So it's almost famous congeniality 2. And I have to think of something.
I'm going to tell you, you would have never gotten the To Wong Fu.
No, that was out of nowhere. I that impressed me. Gotcha.
Still the mayor.
Oh.
God, that was so good.
No, that's Novocaine.
It's hard. 2 is surprisingly hard.
God, I had something too, and it was fuck, what was it? I had something. It was two. Okay, well, let's see. The typing. I thought that sounded a lot worse than what it was.
That sounded bad.
It sounded really gross.
Molly, you're disgusting.
Molly was typing.
Molly, type again. Type something.
Oh, God.
What do you got?
Are we going to start doing a time limit?
Do you want me to sing the Jeopardy song? Says Katie Best, who couldn't get Tim Curry 3 times in a row.
That's what made it funny.
I don't know who it is. What does food and TC have to do with anything?
It is almost famous congeniality Tootsie.
Oh my gosh.
Tootsie.
Robert De Niro?
No.
Or no,
Dennis Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman.
All right. I'm going to say.
No, it's to Molly.
Molly. I don't want to forget Molly.
There we go.
So, the entire thing has moved on to me now?
Yes.
Almost famous congeniality Tootsie. Start with the C or end with almost.
All. Which I had a hunch for one.
Basketball most famous.
Nice.
Reality, whatever.
Tootsie.
Okay. So basketball most famous congeniality Tootsie.
I had something, and then it was Molly's turn, and I forgot what I was gonna say, so I better think of what it was again. What? What'd you say?
Thanks for forgetting I'm here, Adam.
No.
Burn!
Ouch!
From New York.
I've been holding the mic for you.
Alright.
Anyway, so, okay, that's what it was. Okay, so let's see. Basketball most famous congeniality Tootsie biscuit.
Oh. That's a good one.
Kitty.
Okay. Basketball most famous congeniality Tootsie
Biscuit.
Oh yeah, Tootsie Biscuit takes two.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, and we're back at two.
Yes. Yes. Oh, basketball most famous Miss Congeniality Tootsie Biscuit takes two. Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. Fuck you, Dan. That's the point.
Woo! No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
No, he just has to find something that's Neymar or something.
Mar, ends with base.
How can I set you up twice? Come on. All right.
Yes. Dream team. Half of it's a dream. The other half is the rest of the team.
Ouch.
Oh,
Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Meatloaf.
Kevin Bacon?
That's our degrees right there. It's 3 degrees to Kevin Bacon.
Oh. Get it
we
together.
Laughed a lot this episode.
This is an intense round.
Get it together, guys. This is serious.
Oh, we got it together. This we brought serious. It all the way back to Julie Newmar.
Oh! I got it!
Okay, I need to... So it's basket, ball most famous congeniality Tootsie Biscuit...
Takes two... Wong Fu.
To Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Judy. New Mars Attacks.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, man.
Thank you for the applause, Molly. It's to you. So, Mars Attacks, or what was the other one? It was base? Yeah, basketball. Even having your cat make a noise would be helpful to let us know that you're there.
I'm here. This is
Kitty's in the background, licking its paws.
You have to think out loud a little bit because there's, you know, no sound going transmitting. You know.
Yeah, I know. Attacks.
So you could get like tax. Attack. Yeah, tax. So tax or base.
Oh my god. Talk amongst yourselves.
How do we feel about two rounds?
Yeah, I think this might be the last man standing. Because we're starting to
arm
belabor
Russell's
this a
Jamie.
Little bit. Anything.
Because I don't know anything base. Unless Moonbase is a movie.
I don't think so.
Moonraker is a movie, but that's not base. It is a moon base, though. Well, not really, actually. It's not a moon base at all. It's like a space station. In Moonraker?
Yeah, space station.
Yeah, it's a space station.
Anyway. Yeah. Technically, it shouldn't have been me because I think I got eliminated.
It's first base a movie.
No, that's where you get in sixth grade.
No, I thought first base.
I'm looking it up right now, and I'm not seeing anything from IMDb. Actually.
I thought it was the one filmed in Milwaukee. Wasn't it called with the one guy, the black comedian that died?
No. Yeah. That's no, this was a short film from 1994 that probably isn't what you're thinking of at all.
No.
Are you talking about Benny Mac?
Yeah, I got nothing. But
nothing?
That
is Mr. 3000.
Yes, that's what I think.
Okay, well, you're out.
I'm out.
Molly's out. So let's recap where we're at.
Basketball most famous congeniality Tootsie Biscuit
Takes two. Wong Fu.
Thanks for everything. Julie Newmar's attacks.
Oh boy, this is a tricky one.
Also, Molly, if you wait long enough in between turns, people will forget that you got eliminated, and you'll be able to slip to Wong Fu back in there, even though you've been eliminated. Thank you.
You were eliminated?
Yeah.
That's true. God damn it, you were. Motherfucker.
And then I went like this.
He's using the sonic screwdriver.
It was worth it.
We did it. Okay, well, yeah, so I do have something for this, and yeah, we'll see if you accept it. So I want to say it again, just so I've got it in my brain. So basketball most famous congeniality Tootsie Biscuits. It takes two.
Wong Fu.
Thanks for everything. Judy Namor.
Newmar's
attack.
Driver. Because Taxi isn't a movie.
It's a TV show.
Taxi's Driver. Taxi Driver, though.
I meant Taxi Driver.
We're just back and forth.
Yeah. Well, technically, under buffering rules, we did allow TV shows, so Taxi would be appropriate.
Oh, we did? Oh.
But I will say Taxi Driver, because I like that a little bit better.
Okay, we'll let that slide just to perpetuate it, but you're on thin ice.
Also, I'm going to stop participating in this round since I've been eliminated and disqualified.
TV shows were okay.
Yes, they are.
Well, yeah, now we know that.
Taxi.
Oh. Well,
you could have said Molly. Taxi Driver and you didn't. So
yeah, you could have said Taxi Driver.
I didn't know Taxi Driver was a movie. I just knew the show.
Yeah, they were radically different.
Yeah, not the same. But don't worry about it.
Taxi was the TV Katie. Show based on the movie Taxi Driver.
Obviously.
Direct adaptation.
Driver.
Just trying to make noises to fill this nice silence.
I was like, ER!
No. I'm trying to think of a next step, just so I'm ready. keep thinking of songs.
Drive.
You got anything? Because we're at like kind of dead air.
I know.
Not discussing, talking, anything.
Driver's Education.
I don't think that's a real movie.
Yeah. Or TV show?
I don't think it's a real TV show either.
All right.
I think we give this point to the cat.
I think so too.
Driver's... No.
Did anybody else have anything? I felt like it was kind of easy, but my brain was dead.
Well, it's actually my turn.
Oh, sorry.
And I just revealed that Driver's Education does not have anything. God, I had something too, and now I'm... God, what was it? It was something ending... I was just trying to work off that bay. So I was trying to think of something that started with ended with bay, and now I can't think of what it is because I'm a horrible person.
There's so many good ones.
See, I keep thinking of songs like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
This game could be crazy if we were doing song titles.
Oh God, yeah.
And then make an album based on it.
I'm gonna give it to Who's Line.
Oh my God! What's it called? Oh, God, I can picture the movie poster.
What does it look like? Let me help.
Let's charades this.
Okay.
Molly and I can help since we're eliminated.
I am too.
Oh, and Katie, we can all help you. Defeat Adam, because then I will be the overall points winner.
Oh, God. It's not Vertical Horizon. It's
Vertical Endeavors. No. That's a place.
Are you Vertical talking about Horizon the Christian Slater movie?
Band. 90s band. I'm thinking of the one that had... God, it wasn't Maggie Gyllenhaal. It was another sister of somebody who was in that movie.
Cusack?
That
John
was...
Cusack?
No. I'm going to say... Okay. So I'll need help to get all the way through this. But it's Basket... Ball most fame miscongeniality tootsie biscuit takes to Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Judy. New Mars attacks.
C driver.
Vertical limit. And I will verify.
Vertical limit is a movie.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Ding 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 ding.
So, nice one.
So that means
very
it's
nice.
You, Adam.
That's really
okay.
Easy, though. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Say that again.
Heartthrob.
Yes.
Say that again.
No, but there's a Robin Tunney was the sister that was also in The Craft, and she was also in something else that I recognized her in. Either way, that's who it was.
All right, Adam.
Adam, it's up to you.
Don't blow this.
Okay. Well, I want to...
Empire Records. Choose Deb.
First, I want to thank my ma.
Deb was hair.
So far, we've got Basketball Most Fame, Miss Congeniality, Tootsie's Biscuit.
Takes two.
Wong Fu.
Thanks
for
everything.
Mars Attacks. Driver. Tickle limit. Okay. Cripes.
Mitt Romney.
Come on.
Yeah.
Recent. I'm sorry. This has to be the last round because I have to go.
Yeah, it's getting down to that time.
Even the cat looks bored. It's like licking the same paws again. It's still going, so I guess I should probably be on camera doing
it.
Stuff.
Thank you.
I
didn't even think of that. That's actually a good one. But it's one of those ones that's kind of an under the radar at the same time.
Yeah. Plus, it would lead to a lot of other good new movies should we ever
want to
re-jump into it. But let's not.
Let's not and say we did.
If he can't
thank
get
you.
It,
that
I
was
wanna
good.
See,
that was
I want to see the look on his face when I recite the whole thing.
Though, if you recite the whole thing, but I'm since
we'll
we're on the same page,
Dan can have the point.
I didn't get a point
beat
this
Adam,
whole night, so I'd like to get
Adam.
One. Put it on.
Put it on. Double pants.
That's what I'm going for right now. I already got the first pair of pants.
That's at Adam Erdman on Twitter.
First pair of pants is already one pair of pants too many.
And the crowd goes.
That's
just about the right amount of pants.
Double pants.
Okay. Anyway.
I got the return.
Well,
and that guy agrees. Whoever just yelled outside.
Yeah, I want to be on the podcast.
That's what he yelled.
Yeah.
In the interest of time and sanity, I'm going to give this one to Dan and concede. But you have to say whatever it is that you were thinking of.
Hit it.
Woohoo!
Says the person outside.
Yes. Okay, so Basketball Most Fame Miscongeniality Tootsie Biscuit Takes Two Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie, new Mars Taxi Drive vertical limitless.
Yes!
Oh, motherfucker.
Got it. Limitless. That makes me feel warm inside.
That had crossed my mind. I was like, limitless. Did that come out recently?
Defeating Adam Double Pants, put it on Erdman. Makes me feel warm inside.
But thank you, everybody, for listening to this extra, probably really long bonus track. So everybody say goodbye.
I hope you laugh as much as we did.
Yes.
BufferingPodcast.com.
Among other things.
/gmail/
Bye-bye.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry Fan Club.
.com.
.com.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Woo! That was a long one.
Hooray.
Octopus. Oh my God.
So yeah, what was it? We never brought that up. Did she actually put anything up there for?
Yeah.
What was I it? Only saw the one.
131.com.
I wasn't
doing
the words. So I was trying to comment. Yeah.
Oh. We worked almost all of them in. Yep. That's why I said Adam's either on Netflix or channel131.com.
I was wondering. About
and then
that.
Food.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. That was a Motown via New York special.
Okay. Stop
and now it. It's bedtime.
It is bedtime.